Praise be Jesus and Mary. Every now and then it comes up among the faithful whether swearing, using curse words, is sinful or not. And maybe you even know some priests who swear every now and then. And so there's a little confusion on whether it is or it's not a sin to swear. And although I'm pretty sure it's not written in the catechism, I did find some places in sacred scripture. Certainly seems like it is a sin. One of the places is in today's first reading, Ephesians chapter 5, where it says, "Immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be mentioned among you, as is fitting among holy ones, nor obscenity or silly or suggestive talk, which is out of place." Right, so this is the first passage that I found, this mention of obscenity. In the Latin, the word, the official Latin from the New Vulgate, is torpitudo, okay, which could also be translated as filthy words, filthy speech. All right, there's another passage in Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. This is the Douay Rheims translation. It says, "But now put you also all away, anger, indignation, malice, blasphemy, filthy speech out of your mouth." And then finally, the third one, Ecclesiasticus 23:17. "Do not accustom your mouth to undisciplined, filthy speech, for in it there are sinful words." And we can see why this is inappropriate for the Christian. Well, exactly, St. Paul to the Ephesians says that. He says, which is out of place, unbecoming, unfitting for the Christian. You know, what is the gift of speech? We need to remember that this is a gift from God that he has given us, the ability to communicate by words, by speech. It is a gift. And given to us in the first place, well, we could say, as St. Paul says here, but instead thanksgiving, giving thanks to God for this gift and all of the other gifts that he has given us. The gift of speech is given to us that we might praise God. But also we should remember that our tongues are used for what? To receive the body of Christ. And so we need to remember what comes out of our mouth. You know, is that really appropriate for then having the body of Christ placed on that tongue? But instead, we have an exhortation in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt." Right? Virtue should guide our words. And remember, our Lord says that we will be held accountable for every word that we utter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tui.